Lewis, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Ruby, and what a great intro on the show. I feel like you captured everything there. I want to just finish the interview there.
Thank you. Big shouts out to my producer, Emma. Amazing. We love her. Now, first things first, what exactly were the inspirations behind creating this new web series?
The inspiration came when Livy, a friend of mine, called me and had sort of gone through a little breakup of her own just as we were going into ISO down here in Melbourne. And I think just having this sort of moment being like, oh, we're all going to be by ourselves for the next little, couple of months, however long it was going to last, sort of forced us to think about all the mistakes we might have made in the relationships we've had. And it was just being forced to think about our own isolation and loneliness made us dive into the archives of our own crappy behavior or crappy relationships and make a little bit of art out of it.
Right, lovely. And it seems as though you were under some hefty time constraints to create the show in order to produce it only once restrictions had been lifted in Melbourne. What sort of impact, if any, did this have when writing and producing the show?
I think at the beginning of the writing process, it kind of gave us a really carefree attitude to it. The fact that we like weren't really sure when we'd be able to make it or how we'd be able to make it. I think that through the whole sort of writing of it, it was me just sort of being like, yeah, we'll just grab a camera and just start filming it with like me and my housemates and, you know, it'll be easy and things like that because of the restrictions. So it kind of gave us this really carefree attitude at the beginning where we're just like, well, anything can happen. Who knows? These restrictions might actually make it easier for us to make it because we can sort of get away with making something that's, you know, a bit more run and gun. But then as we got writing and further into it and kind of fell in love with the idea a bit more and shared it with a few more people and you know, got Jake Fisher on board, who's an amazing cinematographer, and got Christy Whelan-Brown on board, who's an amazing actress, we kind of started to realize that we actually needed to make something that looked and sounded and felt great to watch. So once we kind of knew that, then the production process really sort of kicked into gear, and we lent on a bunch of favors from the community down here in Melbourne, with gear and with styling and sort of working within the restriction, but people just had a bit of extra time and sort of really came through and made the production quite amazing for the sort of the size that it was as well. We were kind of at the beginning, it definitely started out being like, we can just run and gun this due to the restrictions. And then the restrictions helped us in a way because we had so many people willing to give their time and their expertise.
Yeah, of course. And the whole web series is shot in the creators' homes with minimal crew. So how did you manage to film it all so successfully, even when faced with possible hardships of working from home and having other family members and people around?
Yeah, I live with six people. So I asked a big favour of my housemates to let me film here for a few days. And a few of them went to partners' houses or stayed in their rooms for the day while we were filming around the house. So everyone was really sweet and generous to me there. And then again, the minimal crew was sort of enabled us to capture a lot in the time as well. Like Jake, who shot it, you know, he only had one AC on board and one sound guy, and we were just sort of this lean little crew running around to different parts of the house, which had been styled the week before by our stylist, to sort of just walk into them, set up the lights as best we could with the, you know, 3.5 people we had and get shooting. So yeah, the leanness really helped us capture a lot in the short amount of time as well. My housemates, massive big favour from my housemates, and then at Libby's house, her neighbours were all very generous by sort of keeping quiet while we were rolling and, setting up in the garage and things like that. So, yeah, we just relied on a lot of generosity, like, from everyone, the whole process through.
Yeah, shouts out.
Yeah, big time. That's kind of the nice thing about a creative community. You sort of, everyone's kind of doing this stuff for money and for pay, and then they're super professional at it. But then as soon as that kind of went out of the arts world down here, everyone still just does it because they want to do it. They love what they do, and
course. And so as the show plays out through text messages, phone chats, and Zoom calls between yourself and the character of Ali, how did you manage to find ways to still create a high level of intimacy between you two on screen through those quite isolating means of contact?
Yeah, well, Libby, who directed it, is her first time directing, but you wouldn't know because the whole thing looks so seamlessly put together with, like, Christy's character, Ali, and myself, Joe, always being in separate rooms, but we shot with a lot of split screens, so we kind of felt like they were always sharing the frame together. I think that really added to it and helped it sort of come across like that we are still in the same world. We had this, you know, in the development of it all, we were sort of thinking there'll be moments where we'll jump to that sort of Zoom webcam point of view, but the further we got through ISO and the more kind of drinking dates we did through, or catch up with your friends over Zoom or do a trivia night over Zoom with friends, we realized we're kind of sick of seeing people in that webcam point of view. So we're like, we have to get rid of that. And that, as soon as we kind of made that decision, everything else became easier to add that chemistry to the two characters who were going on isolated dates with each other, because we were like, well, they're going to share the frame now because we're never going to put them in a webcam point of view. I think that really adds to the chemistry of Ali and Joe on screen, always having them in the same frame, which caused many a problem for Luke, our super talented editor, who, you know, was doing his best to sort of match up shots that, because we weren't acting in the same room as each other, Christy and I, and making sure there was enough time left in between takes to have the other person respond in their other location a few days later. Luke was able to pull off this amazing chemistry between Christy and I, who, you know, the first few days when I was shooting, I hadn't even really heard how she was going to deliver her side of the story. So, it was great.
Yeah, of course. The magic of editing is really something.
Yeah, there was a lot of, I think there's a big tendency of me when I'm making things is to sort of just be like, hey, we'll figure it out. We will figure it out. And that's kind of how we're working in the writing. Like, we'll film this. And then, you know, we'll edit this. But it wasn't until Libby and I caught up with Luke for to show us the first edit that it kind of all my fears really did dissipate. It was like, oh, we actually pulled it off. It does look like they're in the same room. It does feel like they're talking to each other. This is amazing.
Amazing. And so Loving Captivity, you know, it is more than just a romantic comedy, as it explores the notions of resilience, how individuals can cope with and without each other, and how that may affect an individual's long-term social, mental, and physical state amidst a global pandemic. With all of that being said, what role did being the co-writer and star in the series play in your life during this pandemic?
The role that it played in my life was I was super lucky to have a big project that took up a lot of my mental capacity and creative thought and kept me super connected with Libby the whole time. Like, we spent, I felt we probably living in each other's Zoom screens. We spent so much time on FaceTime and Zoom over the first lockdown. So, I mean, the connection that these two characters have with each other was shared by Libby and I when we just continually writing drafts and pitching ideas and taking things out and going through the post process. The connection that we had was really great. Like, we definitely got to feel this support through the whole first lockdown, and then into this sort of second lockdown with the release, there's been a heap of support from each other. So then going into this second lockdown, it is a little bit weird when people ask me, and they're like, well, you know, it's just, I guess it's just like the first one, but a little bit different and a little bit, you know, more strict. But for me, I'm like, I don't think I really had the first lockdown. Like, I lived with six people who were very generous with the project. I spoke to Libby every day. I was continually engaged. I felt like I almost missed the first lockdown with how, you know, full on this project was. It's going to be interesting the second time around, how I can keep that connection up and how we can sort of keep reaching out to friends, but not just reaching out in like a are you okay way, but sort of keep forming bonds and sort of strengthening those relationships.
Absolutely.
And having shared experience, I think, is really important in this time.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, the one thing that I've sort of noticed with a lot of this lockdown stuff is there's a lot of people reaching out to each other and sort of just saying, like, are you okay? Are you okay? But I think there's a really important thing to how we can continually have shared experiences and then live off those experiences with each other, as opposed to just sort of doing a Sharon Stress, like, in here if you need. It's more about, like, we are all in this together and let's share something together.
Absolutely. Lewis, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's been really, really great talking about your new series.
Oh, no worries. Thanks so much for having me. We're so excited that people are watching it. And I've had some really nice feedback. I hope the more people see it and enjoy a little bit of lockdown dramatization with a hopeful and nice ending as well. We're all about hopeful here while we live through this stuff.
Love hope. Thank you so much for joining us, Lewis.
Cheers, Ruby. Thanks for having me.